Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast once again. Or if this is your first time, thank you for listening to it the first time. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have a very special guest, the very awesome, funny person, Shiloh Ashley.
Yay!
I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you for coming to the Golden Girls podcast.
Yes, thank you for having me.
We watched an incredible episode today, but first we usually start off, as you know, as asking our guests, what is their Golden Girls background? How has Golden Girls affected your life positively, negatively?
I don't know if there's such a thing as negatively the Golden Girls. Yeah, so I, like a lot of people, watch, I guess, like everyone in this room, watched it when I was younger, and then all the reruns. I have a lot of memories watching it with my brother, which I think is really awesome. He's a huge fan of the Golden Girls, which I think is great because he's like really tall. He's like a big guy, and he loves the Golden Girls.
I thought you were going to say he's tall, like a Dorothy.
Oh, yes. Yes. He could be a Dorothy, actually.
Mm-hmm. So, like, he was, like a big dude, and he loved Golden Girls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he used to be, like, kind of gangstery in high school, you know? Like, we were all a little hard on the edges, and so, but, like, we love the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Those are always the types that get into the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Golden Girls is street cred.
Yeah, they don't mess around. Like, Sophia. She knows what's up.
Golden Girls is what's up. It's pretty hood, I think.
Yeah, so I learned all my gangster skills from the Golden Girls.
It's Golden Girls and designing women.
Oh, yeah. Shoulder pads. Nothing to be messed around with. So, and I think the influence, I mean, the episode that we watched today, like, Dorothy came out in that gold lamé, and I was like, oh, that's probably where my obsession with gold lamé and, like, old lady clothes comes from. I find that a lot of times when I'm, like, thrift store shopping for, like, my outfits to go out, they're, like, old lady patterns, like, shoulder pads, gaudy.
Pastels.
Like, yeah, pastels. Like, desert sunsets.
Right.
Painted on silks.
Like, this beachy sort of, like, the 80s was all about beach print, I think.
Oh my god, there's like nothing better in the 80s than like tropical like palm trees,
Hawaiian
and
shirts. Like that was their glory, right?
Yeah. Sunglasses.
Yeah, because I remember in the early 90s we used to go to thrift store, and I used to buy Hawaiian shirts when I was little. I used to wear Hawaiian shirts like in the third grade, like
it breezy.
Yeah, and they're from the 80s, like so clearly from the 80s. Like these dudes were getting like,
you're like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, I was like a little 8-year-old Rodney Dangerfield Anthony at Mary E. Post Elementary School. No respect, no respect. Come on, Miss Davis. Let me go out to recess.
Let's party.
Let's party. Can you drag your cigarette?
And then when it's nap time, you're just Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, they're just like dragging me around like the jungle gym. Like a great school weekend at Bernie's.
Like, hey, Anthony! Someone's got your arm and it's flapping. Hey. Like knocking your head back and forth.
Yeah, you guys never played Weekend at Bernie's when you were like in a grade school? We did.
My friends and I made a Weekend at Bernie's 3 a couple years ago.
Oh. Yeah, did a film, like a parody.
Yeah, we did a, for the 48-hour film festival, we made a Weekend at Bernie's 3 parody, and it was Bernie Falls in Love.
Nice. Yeah, there was like a girl Weekend at Bernie's. Nice. You guys check that out. It's on the internet somewhere.
Check it out. It's on YouTube. My grandmother describes it as frightening.
Just like Weekend at Bernie's frightened her soul. So did the treacle. All right, and so we watched an awesome episode. A lot happened really fast. It was one of those. Some of them, you know, take their time. This one did not wait. It's season 3, episode 25, and it's titled Mr. Terrific. And we heard that phrase, with those words, over and over and over, and it was great. The original air date was April 30th, 1988, 28 years ago. Yeah. And as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to give us a brief synopsis of what we watched for the listener that wasn't there. Go all ahead, right. Yod.
Well, Rose meets a new man, Mr. Terrific, and he's a kiddie show host with a very weird energy. I think we can all agree. And Dorothy's looking for a job, so a summer job, so he gives her a job on his show as an education consultant. And the producers take her suggestions really seriously, and he's fired. And Blanche gets a new bed.
Blanche was not involved in that other plot at all. She's just running around her house, sort of like
she's consumed. Well, I think getting rid of the bed. Yeah. I mean, we've talked about her bed before.
Yeah,
and like basically all the power that it has in her life.
It has it's like a Horcrux.
Yeah,
it's
like
it just holds a part of her. Being
a Horcrux.
A Horcrux. So, like, this was a very emotional roller coaster for Blanche.
Yeah, no kidding. She had her hands full.
Okay, and so we go scene by scene, and so the first scene, Sophia is making something on the stove. And she doesn't use, like, a ladle. She just grabs the pot and just pours it into her bowl, which I was like, that's awesome. Like, good for you.
It is a small little pot, though.
And it was a small little pot, yeah. And so I don't know what she's eating. I think it's oatmeal or something. It looked like cereal to me.
It looked like soup.
Yeah, I thought it was soup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it had a broth quality to it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I saw like a grainy brownness to it.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I thought
it was like a vegetable beef
maybe
something.
Maybe this is like our white gold or blue and black bread.
Was it
oatmeal
or stew?
I see stew. Hashtag soup. Soupgate. It's a soupgate. Dorothy she comes in. She's bragging about, it's weird because she's bragging about having three interviews and like killing them. But then they don't like her later on. You know, mm-hmm. It turns out she didn't kill them. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, she fucked it up. Like, she was drunk. I don't know what happened. Like, she, like, how can you nail three interviews and then get denied? Yeah. All of them. What is wrong with you, Dorothy?
Well, they're for summer jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, one of them was for a camp, right?
Yeah, it was for, like, a summer camp. And
then she was going to become, like, an arts and crafts teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, which she was so upset about.
Yeah, she's
for no
like,
reason.
Arts and crafts are below her.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to spend the whole summer gluing macaroni to a piece of paper. And then
that sounds
like,
amazing. I would do that for free. I'm going to do that for free later today.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. I would fucking love that job. But like, I don't know if she has to do it too. I mean, she's the teacher, you know, mm-hmm. She probably just instructs them how to do it.
Yeah.
Or she has, like, you're a teacher, you have to do the assignment as well. Like, and then Sophia sort of like tells her to show leg and like to, like, the way you'll get an interview is by like, flirting, using your body because it's the 80s.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
Yeah, it's just insane. Like, she's just, like, telling her daughter to show a little bit more leg.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's good. That's what I want my mom to tell me when I'm, like, their age.
Yeah, just, well, like, you're not showing enough skin.
Yeah, this was more your advice for women.
Right?
Before the 90s.
Just pop a tit out. That'll get you somewhere.
Get a little gam.
code. Yeah, because some 23-year-old like camp counselor is gonna be like, "Fuck yeah, I want this." And so Blanche comes in, and that's when she's like, she's been bed shopping all day. But Sophia thinks she heard, "I've been bed hopping all day," and so she's slut shaming her right off out of the gate.
Yeah, it's like, have you guys not met? Like, this is old news.
Yeah, and it seems really hard for Blanche to like find a bed. It's like she's going. I don't think she knows where to buy one. She's just struggling. Like, how can you spend all day and not, like, is shopping for a bed that hard? I don't understand.
Maybe it's because the Horcrux got destroyed. And so part of her soul is missing, and she just can't figure it out. Her world has been fucked. Like, it's totally disoriented.
This is a very emotional episode for Blanche.
There's seven other so bed Horcruxes. Wait, there were seven Horcruxes total in Harry Potter, weren't they? So there's six other Horcrux beds that contain her insides.
Like, one's a bed, and like most of them are beds, and like one of them's like a fence or somewhere. Like, in the south.
One is
the bed of a truck.
One is a copy machine.
Yes. Flower bed.
A flower. Oh, there are iterations of
bed. If you destroy them, you destroy Blanche.
There's a bed of feathers somewhere a bed of hay. A bed of hay. There you go.
She's right. They're expensive. She said, like, basically the bed was more beds were more expensive than her first down payment on her house,
which would be in the 80s probably like $1,000.
She probably bought the house like in the 60s. Yeah, so like probably $1,500 maybe.
Yeah, $1,500
depends on how much they put down.
So the bed is,
I can get
probably
real estate nerdy on this.
That's why I ask you, because you know. But at 18, so maybe it's like $1,800 for a bed now in the '80s. Does that make sense?
That's pricey.
That's pricey. Yeah. Where is she going? These gold beds, like made out of brass and shit. Like, holy fuck! Like, go to Costco. I don't know. These beds are out of control,
right?
Okay, so then Rose comes in, and she's like, I met Mr. Terrific at the mall. Was it the mall or in front of a grocery store?
I think she said at the mall. I think it's the 80s, so
he was signing autographs somewhere.
It was in it was in Jack Kemp's old campaign headquarters.
Sounds like a mall.
And Jack Kemp ran for president in 1988.
Yeah, he was a Republican senator.
Okay.
Republican, I'll say this, congressperson.
Okay. And so the elections must have taken place a couple years ago, like 86?
I think he was running for president.
Oh, he was running for president? Yeah. And then he dropped out of the race. Okay, because the elections were later that year. Mm-hmm. In November. Okay, got this. All right, I got this, guys. Gotta make sure. Gotta fact check these jokes, okay?
So, to be politically correct?
Yeah, pun intended. And so she's like, I talked to him for an hour because nobody was there. And like, wow, that was your first date, guys. You're going on a second one later on.
Well, Dorothy was like real upset. She's like, I don't approve of this. You only talked to him for what, like 10 minutes, 10 seconds or something? She's just like,
she's such a cockblock.
Judgmental, and like her body language. She just threw herself back against the couch. Hair back.
She just starts growling.
Rose is like all in on this guy, though.
Yeah. Fully invested.
Yeah.
She's like, this, I think, because she's kind of, it's, I don't know, it's kind of weird. Like, if, like, a little girl was in love with Barney, you know, like, it, but, because she's kind of a little girl, you know, so, I don't know, maybe there's some sexual, like, thing, you know, were you guys ever in love or sexually with a character on TV when you were kids? Like,
Trent from Daria.
Oh, Trent from Daria. Okay, yeah. He was super hot. Mm-hmm. I would have banged him. I had a thing for Doug. I was like,
really?
Yeah.
Doug was like, funny.
Doug funny. Yeah. When I was little, I was like, he's so cute.
I liked Ralph from the Muppet Babies.
Is that the dog?
Yeah.
Aww. That's so cute.
Seemed cool.
Yeah. Did Betty White do the voice of Nanny?
Oh my God. I'm trying to think if she did.
Someone was telling me this, and I was like, I think I would have known, but I'm not too sure. Muppet Babies.
Well, we've already said it, so now it's fact.
Yeah, now it's a fact.
Yeah, so yeah. We're all just gonna accept it. All about the facts here.
Yeah. Okay, and so she had like. He had a piece of paper. She has a photo, which was actually just like a white piece of paper. She's like, I got his autograph, and like, he wrote something on it. He like, I forgot what he wrote, but I was just mesmerized by this blank piece of paper.
Oh, it was something about her being like a special rose.
Yeah,
but it was like real bad. Mm-hmm. not right. A real compliment.
And it seemed really weird that he was romantical with her, you know, to me, because he was such a dick. And so about, like, he was like a real diva, like fucking douchebag, that I don't understand how he could like anyone else but himself.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy him too much.
No.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, he was pretty like self-serving and not open-minded.
Yeah. He seems like the kind of guy that just masturbates and doesn't have sex with. Like, he masturbates like in front of a mirror.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm hot. I'm so hot, you know, like
I'm Mr. Terrific.
I'm Mr. Terrific.
Never takes his outfit off. That's why that front looks so weird. It's just covered in crust.
It was crusty weird.
Yeah.
With like
stiff and not like the hard dick kind of stiff.
It was starched.
Yes.
You know when people put you know when people put on like underwear over like a pair of like jeans and there's like,
oh yeah, I see that all the time.
Do you?
No. I was waiting for you to finish because I was like, well, wait, this reminds, what did I do last night? What was I wearing? And where's he going with this?
No, people, I've seen people do that. Like, just being silly.
You need to leave Tempe more often.
I loved your joke about tell people to go to hell, just drive around in Tempe. It is,
that is okay,
the worst.
I got it. This is a tangent, but yesterday I was driving through Tempe, and I stopped at a stoplight, and I was in the right lane to turn, and I was maybe like a foot over the line, and a biker was going across the crosswalk, and he pounded on my hood, and he was like, "Get out of the crosswalk!"
What? What street was it?
It was I was getting off the 60. It was like the 60 and Rural.
Oh shit! I'm by my house.
Yeah.
Wow. It was me.
Just kidding. No. So I was like, "Get a car."
God, get a car. What did you say that? Did you like shake your fist or?
I was like, I don't want this guy to follow me around. He seems like he has time. Yeah, he probably has time on his hands.
He's not going to work. He's joyriding. Okay. So then, I forgot where we were at.
Otherwise, I love Tempe. I just pedestrians in that town. Like, just no. It's just you know what. Just pretend you're looking both ways before crossing a street.
Yeah. You just close your eyes, but move your head both ways. And then cross the street. Okay. And I think what I was saying is like, it looked lumpy, like when people put like their underwear over their jeans. You know, and it's like weird because they already have something under there, and it looked like layers were shoved in there. I don't know. It was just odd to
like
me.
I was wondering, I was like, were they trying to do like a tuck job, but like they couldn't figure it out? Like, is there nothing there? And they're trying to add something to make it look,
because it was bulbous, like, presentable, and then lumpy at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a good combo.
These 88 super not hero terrific. Bulges are just not up to par with what we're used to. 2016.
Yeah, I like the bulges now. Okay, and so then Rose is like, we have a date tonight, what the fuck? And so she's gonna go get banged by Mr. Terrific. And then next scene, Blanche comes in to the living room, and she's like, it turns out they delivered the wrong bat. So she finally found a bat, a new Horcrux. And that means that she's what's the bad guy in Harry Potter? Voldemort. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's Voldemort. There you go. Oh. And so she's the bed is like way too expensive. Like, it was like, if it was, it's, so I'm guessing that the bed was like $2,500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, holy fuck. Brass rails. Well,
it's a brass bed. Yeah. A very, very 1980s luxury.
Yeah. But I think they probably just saw her and were like, let's just give this to her because she's going to break that.
She's the chosen one.
She's like broken so many dudes' beds that she's actually made us fucking money. And so let's
She's on the Blanche Rewards program.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a spokesperson.
Yeah.
She's got Deborah Dollars.
Deborah Dollars. Yes.
Deborah Dollar make it
happen. Blanche coupons. Oh man. And so so she's like, Rose is sort of like, don't fucking, like, that's stealing. You know, you should return it. And then Blanche is like, no, I'm going to keep this shit. What the fuck are you talking about? And so then there's this weird convo with Sophia about their comic book experience, because she's like, I don't know who Mr. Terrific is. She's like, and then Rose is like, you never read a comic book before? And then, which leads me to believe that Mr. Terrific was a comic book at one point. Mm-hmm. And so, which is weird because, like, Superman doesn't host kid shows. Like, that's, or teaches, you know, that's not a thing, you know, like, I don't know. Did anyone find that weird? Like,
yeah. She mentioned something about comic books, and like, I'm like, really? Like, a local? Like, like TV, like kiddie TV hosts, like, would he have his own comic? Maybe he had like a local one, but why would she have read it?
Because, like, they were talking about Bozo the Clown, and like, I'm like, did Bozo ever have a comic?
I bet like Bozo or like Yakin Kangaroo like had a comic book at some point, or like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because it seems like if Bozo had one, it would be like after the fact that he was already Bozo the Clown. Mm-hmm. And then they're like merchandising, branding,
something like that.
Like expansion.
Right. So I don't understand at all, like, what this comic book situation was. And so then Mr. Terrific knocks on the door. We actually don't even know his name, even out of costume.
Yeah,
goes by, he's like, I'm Mr. Terrific. Like, he's so, like, crazy.
He looks like an Aloysius.
What's that?
An Aloysius.
What's that?
It's like a
weird name.
Like a weird name. Like, he's like an Aloysius Terrific.
Aloysius Terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he were alive today, he'd have like that obnoxious handlebar mustache that goes on into infinity.
Who would be like a weird hipster dude.
Yeah. But still with that same wig.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he was bald when he came in with like, he had Bozo the Clown actual hair. which is weird.
Oh yeah, he was like very strangely bald.
He was like, and the weird hand thing that he did. Yeah, like kind of like snivelly. Like weird.
He seemed like he could play the Riddler in, you know, a movie. Mm-hmm. He would just seem in like big teeth, crazed eyes, like sort of like with a soul patch on his forehead deal because he's balding. You know that yeah. what that happens. And like
the front of the widow's peak that just got abandoned by the rest of the hair.
Yeah. Yeah, but just kept it and then shave it. And then like he was snivelly, like he sort of takes his hand and like slides him down the sides of his body. And then he does this, when he greets him, he goes like, huh, like sort of like,
yeah, you're right. He is kind of like a Batman villain. Like, yeah.
He's from so like the weird. Adam West
days.
Yeah.
It's
like slinking around up to.
He looks like a villain. Yeah. It was really
We
weird.
Mean this as a compliment, right? Like, I mean that as a compliment. Like,
yes. Yeah. This is a good thing. Fuck, he's like, doesn't really, it's weird because like he doesn't really know how to, like, I think his reality is blurred, you know, he's been doing this so long, he's 22 years, that he's like talking about Mr. Terrific like it's a real thing.
22 years, so he wasn't like necessarily a young man in the business when he started.
He was like late 30s probably when he started being Mr. Terrific.
Like, I'm gonna get into kids programming.
Yeah, but like I'm a big 30s. deal, but it's gonna be like a local show, because that was like not broadcasted outside of Miami.
No. I have to say, like, in the 60s there were only like a couple channels, so if he was on like one channel even on a local market, like probably a lot of kids saw it.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
Like in the morning or on Saturday mornings or whatever.
Yeah. People knew Howdy Doody and stuff like that.
Right. So he's a local Howdy Doody. And so Dorothy comes in and sort of like right out of the gate, like she comes in and she's like, he's like, I'm Mr. Terrific. Like he can't say I'm Joe. Harvey or whatever his fucking name is, like, I'm Mr. Terrific, like, and then she's like, I'm Mrs.
Severely depressed
woman. And like 15 seconds into it, he offers her a job of like meeting her.
Yeah It's just like this woman that comes in and meets somebody for the first time,
yeah,
and just dumps all of their problems on everybody in the living room.
Yeah.
Doesn't put on a face or anything like that. Yeah, that's the person who gets offered a job.
The person that comes in whining, that's the person I want to work with me.
That's like, what, number two or three red flags for Mr. Terrific?
Yeah.
Because it's just like, if this is his like sneaky interview process of like, I want the train wreck. Like his judgment just can't be trusted. I want the
craziness.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they go on their date, and then like I think it's like 3 weeks later, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it's 3 weeks. Somebody said something like, we've been dating 3 weeks or something like that. And so they're at the show. Oh fuck. I really don't remember the time span. But they're at the fucking show. Okay, this is the first time we see this show, and it's like fucking crazy looking. He's like sitting on a throne, and like it's very low budget, really weird. Like he sings a song, like a theme song, and it's like
IFICK.
Shove a mister in the front and you've got me. Like, whoa. That.
Shove a mister in the front.
Like, that sounds like really dirty. Like, shove a mister in the front.
I'm gonna go shove a mister in the front. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Hey, kids. Guess what? Shove a fucking mister in the front.
And you've got me.
And you've got me.
Oh my god! It sounds like a direction for pedophiles.
It's weirdly aggressive.
Yeah.
And Rose is like way on board with this guy. And I think maybe he hypnotized her.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. He dignitized her. He terrificnetized her.
With his starchy crotch bulge. Shiny outfit.
God, he probably fucks her with the outfit on.
Definitely with the goggles on.
Okay, can we talk about his okay, so this outfit. No. The goggles are like these diamonds. They're almost like Wonder Woman-y or there's
I liked them. I wanted to wear them.
There was something else.
If Dorothy got the job at art camp, we could go make those glasses.
I know.
Like, fuck the macaroni. Right. I'm gonna use the sequins and glitter.
Yeah, I know.
His costume was made by children, definitely.
Yeah.
Lowercase T in the front. The colors are like, yeah. I was like, why lowercase T? And then like the colors were like primary colors, like blue, red, and yellow for kids, right? Mm-hmm. And it was just like, it was just odd to see this like such an older like man, like fucking baby boomer dude in a fucking like outfit that way.
Actually, he'd be Greatest Generation.
Okay. Ooh, greatest.
Mr. Terrific from the Greatest Generation.
Greatest Generation.
He was born in the 30s, I think.
Oh, okay.
Shit, no wonder why he's so stubborn.
Right? He's really crazy. And so, yeah, like there's like a rainbow in the background, like this big rainbow that glitters. There's like giant toy blocks. Like, I don't know what age range this is. Like, it's like for probably kids 3 to below, right?
It's like early elementary.
Yeah,
early elementary. Okay,
it's just like the standard, you know, like you gotta have your blocks, you gotta have your rainbow.
Gotta have your rainbow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You gotta have your puppet. Yeah. You gotta have your mailman, policeman.
Mailman, policeman.
Yeah,
by the same actor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So weird that they couldn't hire another actor.
Oh no, that.
Yeah. I remember watching these kinds of shows way beyond the age of where I should be watching them, just because there was nothing on TV like during the summer, and I would watch like Blue's Clues, like, and I was like eighth grade, like I was like, this is not a show for me.
But, have you like, seen the have you googled the host from Blue's Clues?
No.
He's kind of dishy.
Really?
Yeah.
Bob Dishy?
That's the name of the actor.
That's the name of this actor.
Yes.
What's he doing?
I think he's like I think he's in a rock band. He's kind of cute.
I always thought he was hot. Wait, he was one that I wanted to fuck when I was a kid.
I thought he quit Blue's Clues to do porn.
Oh shit, I don't know.
Man,
that.
Okay.
We need to Google that now. I don't know if that's a fact or something.
We've said it. So he quit Blue's. Blue's Clues to do porn.
There's like a clue on his dick and then like a clue on her vagina. It's like, what does Blue want to do?
Blew his clue.
You blew me. Oh, no, it's Arrested Development joke.
I blew myself.
I blew myself. No. Yeah, I definitely wanted to fuck that guy when I was like a little 12-year-old hormonal kid. You're like, no.
Him and Doug Funny.
Him, Doug Funny.
He's got like a Doug Funny quality.
He's got a Doug Funny quality.
Yeah.
And so then there's this puppet that's like, how can we describe this puppet?
It was like the merge. It was like Alien.
Like an elf kind of fucked up.
Well, like,
elf.
You know, an alien when like the thing's coming out of the stomach. Like, it was like one puppet coming out of another puppet that looked like a baseball glove.
Because like there was like this brown shaft of. Like extended from the ground, like
a worm.
Yeah, like I think the puppet should have not been so high. Like, it should have been lower, because it just seemed weird.
Should
like
have been sober.
Yeah, like, and then it looked to me like almost like a like a baseball glove, you know, because it had like a ball in the middle that was his face. And I kept thinking, it was that baseball glove. It's like a baseball glove had sex with a turkey. And like that thing came out. And what was his name? Kolak?
Yeah, it was from like another planet.
The planet Twilar.
Yeah.
Twilar. And he talked like, blah, 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 blah. Like, and he Mr. Terrific understood his language. And so I guess so what we know from this part is that Splotnik means hot in his language. Because he says, what's the word of the day, Kolak? And he's like, Splotnik. And he's like, the word is hot. Because, yeah, you're going to ask the puppet that doesn't know English, like, speak English, what the word of the day is. And so then they bring out, okay, that's when they do, like, okay, what is hot? And so he brings out, like these cards.
Yeah.
One is coffee, it's hot. And then the other one, I forget what it was, the second one.
Oh, a stove.
Oh, a stove is hot. And then Angie Dickinson is hot. And it's like a full like headshot of Angie Dickinson.
Like black
it's
and like, white.
Yes, black and white.
It's her from Police Woman.
Yeah. Okay. And so.
He thanks his producer, right? Like all bitter. Thanks to my producer for that.
Oh, man. Okay. And yeah. And so this like. Oh, I think I skipped too far. Page world. Okay, and so, and then I don't remember any kids show ever being live. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, was Howdy Doody live? I don't think so. I think that's never been a thing because they're just like, we gotta get on the air.
I know.
Like we gotta, we're on it live in 5.
Everything was done with like the urgency of like broadcast news.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It was like a fucking report shit. Local fucking news channel.
I'm like, do you not have reruns?
Yeah. Like
commercials.
Yeah. And so. Yeah, it was such a weird show. And then there was, like, the sound of glass breaking. And then it was, like it was, like, and then, like, I, like, I'm sorry about my shitty sound effects. Glass breaking.
It was like a crash.
It was, like, a crash?
Yeah.
And so he's, like, oh, it's Mr. Policeman. Because the policeman
naturally, you know,
comes in with a bag.
Right.
He just crashes into, like, the front of the house. And, you know, whenever he comes. He's a drunk policeman. Yeah. He's a reckless person. And so he opens up the door, and it's Mr. Mailman. And so, like, I just don't understand. Like, he's, like, yelling at him on TV, like, why aren't you Mr. Policeman? And then he's like, oh, we're going to cut to a cartoon. And it was like the Flying Turtle. Or I don't remember. Herman the Flying Turtle. And then like, very cliche, like cut. And then he starts yelling like at the mailman guy. And he's like so cute, like such a nice looking guy, you know. And he's like fucking yelling at him like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You've been working with me for 16 years. Like, you can't get this right. Like, he says, Tuesdays, you're Mr. Policeman. Thursdays, you're Mr. Mailman. And so, yeah, same actor.
I wonder if he's just like Jim from accounting. Like, all of his extra characters are just like some dude from the mailroom.
Right. This is not a union show. This is like they're just getting whoever the fuck on the show. Yeah. This show is a mess. Okay. And then Dorothy's there. She's like, she's got her own chair. She's the education consultant. So she has to be on set to fact check that fucking coffee is hot and that stoves are hot. Like, Angie Dickinson is hot. Like, that's her fucking thing, right? And so
she's got a clipboard. Check. Dickinson, check.
She's like encyclopedia, like looking up like coffee. Yeah, it is hot. Like, this is correct. I'm like, wow. And so, what the fuck? Rose comes in and she's like, no, there was this weird part. Dorothy's kind of like talking to the producer and he's kind of like shitting on her for being old. Like, you know what I mean? I was just like, he's just like telling her like, wow, you have really good ideas for like such an old lady. This guy is the worst. Little Jewish squirmy guy who obviously peed on Mr. Terrific when he was 5 years old.
Yeah, he was on the show. He was on the show and he sat on his lap and peed on him.
Yep.
And then Rose comes in and I think she's going to lunch with him. I forgot. She's going to.
Who knows?
I don't fucking know. Oh, she's like, I want to go, let's go have lunch. And he yells at her for not wearing her Mr. Terrific Lady button. It just says Terrific Lady. No. And yeah. I'm like, Rose, why?
Well, and it was green, right? Wasn't it green and white? And he's wearing like none of those colors.
Yeah, it was
in his
like,
costume.
It was like this aqua green and white. Like, and it was like, yeah, like not. It didn't match at all.
He's like, you didn't wear your merch.
You're going to be my lady.
I want the whole Denny's to know that you're with Mr. Terrific. Oh, man. He's such a diva. And so, but he couldn't go to lunch because... first he's like, I need to change capes, which he doesn't. Like, he wears that red cape the whole time. And then, like, the producer is like, Terrific, my office now! And then he's like, I gotta go fucking deal with this fucking douchebag. And so... We're like, what were we saying about him peeing on him?
Oh yeah, that was their like their routine of going to the office and just repeating the 5 year old pissing on his lap.
He just like he just pees on him still.
Yeah. Makes his crotch even stiffer.
That's why it's like so like starched up. It's from like this dried up pee. Maybe I would think jizz is more dried up-y, you know. So, yeah, they're probably fucking.
Long story short.
Long story short, they're basically probably fucking because they're cresting it up. And so.
That's why his outfit's gold. Memories.
Oh, man. Golden showers, man. And so then the next. Okay. Now it's 3 weeks later. Sorry. That was it. A few days later, but this is 3 weeks later, and Blanche is like super guilty. She's feeling bad about having that bed, and so I forget what she says. She's like, I can't handle it.
She's all paranoid, and I remember this because I was thinking about how the show influenced me again. I was like, oh yeah, my own paranoia. Mm-hmm. Like thinking like the cops are gonna come after her. She's like, I can't deal with it. Like every siren I hear, every alarm, like they're coming for me. They're coming for me. And she's just like all hysterical, like being totally nuts about this bed that she just got off scot-free with.
Yeah, I don't think the cops come to your house for beds,
right? This yeah, is like Pee Wee right. Herman, they're gonna come because you cut the tag off the bed.
Yeah, I think like, I don't know. And if they did find out, that they would just call you and say, "Oh, we made a mistake. You know, can we come get that bed?" You know, but after 3 weeks, I don't know. After 3 weeks, I would forget about it, you know?
Yeah.
I would be like, oh, well, nothing's going to happen.
Like, they're not... Neiman Marcus wasn't waiting, like, for the perfect time to strike and be like, we want our
You're
bed back.
You're fucking making the money. Come on. You're putting their fucking kids to college, breaking all those fucking beds. And so...
making all those horcruxes.
Then you put them all together, and then you destroy her. That's the point. Of these beds or bed the other styles of beds. Okay, so then Dorothy's sort of like talking about how she, oh yeah, she's the job is going good, whatever. And then Mr. Terrific comes in and he's like, what the fuck? Like, they fired me after he peed on me. They fucking fired me because I didn't like his ideas that were Dorothy's ideas. And we never know what the ideas are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get rid of him.
Don't do this show anymore. Yeah.
Just burn this building down and fucking leave.
And salt the earth. Yes, exactly.
And then he didn't like that idea, so they fired him. And so he like runs in there and he like shove his finger in her face.
Right, like, but he's still in the outfit. Like, he's still wearing his costume, even though he's been fired.
Still in the fucking, it's just so weird.
It's because all the jizz and piss have just crusted to his body and the fabric that he can't get it off.
Oh, God.
Which might be the problem the whole, all along, is he just can't get it off.
Can't get it off, man. Oh, man. Okay, and so, and so then, like, he started, okay, this is weird. I paid attention to this because it was really weird. He's like, all right. So he gives Rose, he gives Dorothy his number, which I think Rose would have. And then he's like, call me and let me know if you figure this out, if you can get me my job back. And then she goes to the studio and then like the show is like still going. Like they haven't canceled, like they got rid of Mr. Terrific and it's the same show. And I'm like, wouldn't you start over? You know,
oh, they were mailman / police officer was supposed to be the guest host for the episode,
right? It was really, I was just like, and it, and like, did this all take place in the same day? Like, I don't understand. Like, are they doing two shows in one day? Because then she's like I'm gonna go over there and talk to them, like, and like, what is going on? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, so she goes back to work and the show's still going. And like, and then she's like trying to fucking fix it. And I'm like, why is this show still going? Is this show on for like hours? I don't understand.
Is it kind of like a speed situation where if they don't produce some kind of show, like everyone will die? Like,
it'll explode.
It's because it's on live every time.
Yeah. This is like a channel. I don't understand.
Yeah,
it's so weird. And so then, then there's a scene at this bar.
It's like this weird morning bar that's full of people.
Yeah, this weird morning bar that's full of like it was like really weird people. It was like it was like a young woman and then like three older dudes just chilling like there. It was like the cast of Seinfeld. It was just like weird, like it was just like barflies, right?
Yeah.
You know, fucking barflies. And then he's like in his, he's like drinking like a fucking tequila sunrise or some shit. Like, it's a cocktail. It's in a cocktail glass.
Yeah.
He's drinking. And he's wearing, Mr. Terrific's wearing his fucking Mr. Terrific outfit, like waiting for the phone to ring, waiting for Dorothy to call him and say, I got your job back. And Rose comes in and she's like, She knows where he's at. During these 3 weeks, she's gotten to know him that well. She knows where he's gonna go drink.
I mean, it's like, if that's the number he gave Dorothy, does he live there? Like, he's, is that the implication? Like, I don't have a home.
I live in this one bar.
Outfit I have. Call me at the
right
bar.
After work, he just goes to that fucking bar.
Yeah, he's like, he's there, and then all of a sudden,
the show comes on, the kitty show comes on. Yeah, which is what you watch in a bar.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what you do, watch at a bar, because there's little kids there. Little kids are going to walk in. They're gonna be like, Mr. Terrific, let's go see Mr. Terrific at the bar.
Walking in like three in a trench coat.
Hey, little kids in a trench coat. Want to make out? You're not wearing my terrific button. Little kids in a trench coat. Oh, man.
Terrific lady.
Terrific lady. God. Oh, man. And so, yeah. So he's like getting shit faced. And he fucking tells, he's like goes on a story about how like he started the show. He made Kolak out of his sock, like back in the day, an Argyle sock. It's because he was Scottish, and so I can't do a Scottish accent, but I will try and I will fail, so I'm not gonna try. and so then they're like well, let's go to the show and try to get your job back. Let's just go. Like, Rose pretty much just says, just let's go. I don't know what her motive was. Dorothy will do it. Just come. And so the next scene, before that, like, I forgot to say that Mr. Policeman didn't want to do the show. He's like objecting. He's like, he's standing up for his buddy. He's like, no, you guys made a fucking mistake. And so when we go to the show, the producer like doesn't have anybody. In the bar, Dorothy appears.
Yeah, on the television.
Yeah, on the television. And she's like talking to Miss to Kolak, and it's not going good.
What,
like,
is she? She's Miss Teacher? Is that what her name is?
I'm Miss School Teacher. Yeah. Miss School Teacher or Mrs. School Teacher. And it's not going good. Kolak all of a sudden talks English. He was fucking faking it.
This is a way of sabotaging the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so weird that like he didn't get fired. You know, like no, like Mr. Like people can just run, do what the fuck they want on this show. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like you're sabotaging the show and like you're still working there. Like, I don't understand.
They've got good contracts.
They got good contracts.
Their lawyers know what's up.
They got local cable tenure. No doubt. And so, okay. So then, like, he's like, I don't know what happened, but like he showed her his penis or something. She was like, they were talking about like geography. He's like, I'll show you geography. And then Dorothy's like, oh my god, Mr. Kolak. And like, I guess the puppet has a penis, or like, or he flipped her off, or like, I don't understand what happened.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah, I didn't catch it. They were just in a struggle.
Yeah.
Maybe like the puppet like pushed out like a dildo out of like its bottom.
He pulls out a gun.
But then when the show's, when they yell cut, like the guy stands up, the puppeteer dude, and slams his puppet on the fucking table. It was the best.
Yeah. So mad. He's so mad off. That Mr.
Terrific is gone.
He like, did like a half a pirouette and like out the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was done. And I think I've seen that guy before. He's been on the show before, like as a character or someone they dated.
Mr. Terrific was holding the glue. He's holding them all together.
He was the cream and the Oreo cookie of this terrible fucking show. Yeah. Oh my god. And so this fucking show is crazy. And so then they come in, like, Rose comes in and she's like, oh, Mr. Terrific was right behind me, where is he? And then somebody comes in, and like a PA or something, and then she's like, Mr. Terrific's about to jump, like
He's on the ledge.
He's on the ledge of this building. And so everybody runs out, and then like the director puts up like what the other PA, like I don't know who the fuck you, a script supervisor or some shit, to be the talent. And the puppet is just like laying there. Like it's not even moving around, like it's just like laying on the table still, like it's dead.
And the guy counts himself in.
Yeah.
He's like 5, 4, yeah, 3, 2. And then
we're gonna talk about my divorce now.
It was a sad, sad show. Well, the bar people would have liked that. It's like, oh, poor yeah. guy.
If he hadn't turned the TV off when he left. Oh, that's all right. He's not happy about Mrs. Art Teacher on the television. In his bar.
That's his bar, guys. I'm gonna fucking turn this off.
That's what he bought with his Mr. Terrific money, was this bar.
Yeah. He just drinks for free. He hires people to like sit around him, but not with him. Like, I want to own company, but not real company. His business partner is the 3 children in the trench coat. Okay, then we get to the ledge scene. And this was weird because, like, Dorothy and Rose are, like, coaching him to come down. And I'm like, they're professionals for that. Like, why are you doing this? You know, like, you can get killed. You can die. Like, it's just so funny to me. The Golden Girls are like up there, you know.
Well, and like Dorothy's like kind of the reason why he's on the ledge, like, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, she's the reason his life has gone to shit. So that's the that's the person that's gonna save your life when you're like suicidal, is the person you hate the most,
right?
You know,
that makes no sense.
She's not gonna help you.
Not the cast that has been with him for years. Mm-hmm. Not like. You know,
no, they peaced out.
Yeah. They were like, fuck it.
He's going to kill himself. Golden shower.
They're down there at the bottom telling him to jump.
Yeah, because like,
oh, they were.
They have to smell all that fucking piss all the time. You know, like, have you smelled like a dude that smells like piss? It's gross. Yeah, I've had to.
Yep. I don't know. I nodded. So, for some reason.
But you know, like, when someone yes. smells like straight
there's
up.
There's memory in there somewhere. Yeah. And you've just forgotten it, Genevieve.
Blacked it out. I was working at Cracker Barrel one time, and I was leaving. I was going home, and it was like...
I'm not surprised that there's a urine story about Cracker Barrel.
And there was this, like, old dude in a wheelchair, and his like mom or wife or something was like, can you help me?
The same.
Mom, yeah,
he calls her mother.
His mom wife.
My mom or wife.
He makes out with her and came out of her. And so she's like, can you help put him in the car? And like, he smelled like piss. And I was aww. Just, yeah, it was really sad. Like, she didn't clean him or anything. But then I had to like touch him and get like the pee sticky on me.
Oh no.
And I couldn't lift him, like, because I was so grossed out. I like called one of the cooks to do it. And I was like, I don't want to touch his pee. Sorry. It was really gross. Anyway, that's what it reminded me of. And Rose has to deal with that.
That's a commercial for Cracker Barrel.
Just FYI, guys, and you. When I go to Cracker Barrel, there's gonna be pee dudes. And so then, yeah. So then, like, Rose gets on the ledge. She's just like, "Don't worry, I got this."
Yeah.
Because I studied psychology in St. Olaf.
Because I studied psychology, it merits like going on this ledge.
I'm a grief counselor.
Yeah.
Is she also wearing like heels?
Yes.
Yeah, she is.
And a full skirt.
Yeah. This is insane. And so she like jumped, like she jumps into his arms. Like Betty White. It was not an extra. Jumps into his arms. And I was like, what? I get to like rewind this when I watched it the first time. And I was just like, and then he jumps off the ledge, and it's like, where did he, and then he jumps down and then they fly back up because Dorothy looks down and then she goes, she moves her head up. And I was just like, what kind of rig system? Who is working this? Who is the, how does, no.
You maybe that's where the puppeteer went.
The puppeteer. He becomes a marionette puppeteer. He's
on like, top of the building.
He's just holding blocks. And so, like, I don't understand this at all. How can he get rigged on, like, the side of a fucking building?
Well, also, like, Rose just, like, trusts him. She's just like, oh, yeah, okay. She goes from thinking, oh, he's going to kill himself to, yeah, if you jump, I'll jump.
Yeah, that's a huge leap from, like, he's unsafe to I feel safe in his arms.
Yeah.
Did Rose really believe he could fly? I think she did.
Maybe she was just tired.
Yeah, she's had a long day. She either knew she was in on the scene, or she, but I don't think she was, because she didn't know where he went. I think she truly believed in her heart that this dude could fly and took a risk. And, like, I'm like, you're fucking dumb as fuck. I mean, we've confirmed that, but this is dumb as fuck.
Oh, no. I was going to say, one of the things that you didn't do this time, but that I've heard in the other podcast is, like, what golden girl do you think you are?
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to say Rose, and I still believe it to be true even after being like, we know she dumb.
We know she dumb. You feel like you're a Rose?
Oh, definitely. Oh, wow. Yeah. Because she's like a chesty Miss Midwestern woman. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. And kind of dumb.
I can see it.
Yeah. Just a little dumb. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. And like, yeah. And so then like, yeah, that was just really odd. And so it was like a fucking stunt. And then the next scene, they're like, they're just hanging out, you know, like, you know, I just fucking, we just jumped off a building together. Let's celebrate. He got his job back. Like, how does that, like, how does jumping off a building with someone give your job back? Like, because people loved it?
I thought it was, like, a publicity stunt.
Yeah. They're talking about that. So like, they're like, a really good PR person.
But, like, they didn't even have time to, the news to, like, print, you know? Like, the, or was it media? Like, with the news there watching this and... And so they're like, oh, Mr. Terrific, you know, tries to kill himself, give him a show back. And then they got a show back, you know, like, I don't know. But he got his fucking show back. And then they're going to celebrate. And so they're sort of like, he's still in his outfit, his pea crust cum outfit. Mm-hmm. And so then, like...
He's been drinking all day.
Yeah, he's shit-faced.
He cannot get out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to continue drinking.
That way he won't be hungover.
There you go. Right. If you keep drinking, you won't get hungover. Keep drinking all day. And so Blanche comes... Well, then they're like, Freddy's coming over to celebrate because...
Freddy, the mailman, policeman combo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The guy you scream at is coming over to... party with you.
Yeah.
Like, what? And so, like, Blanche comes out and she's like, had it. She's snapped.
She's fucking crazed.
Yeah. She's gone fucking, like, never more, like, harpy underneath the floorboards shit.
The raven.
Yeah. The horcruxes are exploding and she's just cannot handle it. And so she feels so guilty. Every time she hears a siren, she thinks that the cops are coming. And then finally, Freddy just sort of like barges in. Like, no
one. She lets him in.
Does she let him in? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Because she flips out a little bit and then there's a knock at the door.
Okay. So he comes in and everyone just walks around with their costumes. I don't understand. Like, the puppeteer probably has the Coloc, you know, like at a PTA meeting. Blah, 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 blah. You know, like, it's no one. Everyone lives that life all the time. And so he's like, I'm not going to change out of my outfit. I'm just going to go. And like, and so she thinks she thinks he's a real cop. First of all, that's not how cops, that's like British cop.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's dressed like a Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like a Bobby from like fucking like the 40s or something. Like, yeah. So it was really weird. And she invites him to handcuff her and take him to her bed, which I assume they fuck.
Yeah, because they just go straight to the bedroom and there's no screaming. That sounds alarming.
Yeah, so they just like, they bang it out, guys.
Which is probably the best conclusion we can all think of.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, why aren't they celebrating at the studio, like with everybody? Like, is everybody coming? Like, I don't understand. Like, okay. Oh, God. Okay, so then, yeah. And it was the day after Tuesday, which means it's Wednesday, which means it wasn't Thursday, which doesn't make sense why he's a cop. He should, you know, it's a Wednesday, not a Thursday, by the way. Anyway, and so, yeah. And so, that's it. We did it, guys. Yay! Thank you, Shiloh, for being on the podcast again.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have any social media or anywhere anybody can find you online, or do you have anything coming up soon?
Yeah, I have all of those things. I have Facebook. I have an Instagram, Shiloh MFA, so you can follow me there. I have a Twitter, but I can't remember what it is. But
isn't I know you guys are connected to it.
Oh, yeah, it's like Quilola or something crazy.
Quilola, yeah.
Twitter, and then I have a website that I abandoned in 2010, but it's still active. So if you want to know what I was doing in 2010, you can go to ShilohAshley.com and read like my blog about like my life. I think I was doing Harry Potter music back then, so there's some like X-rated Harry Potter material on that. Yeah, and then I am performing this Friday at the Phoenix Hostel for a racial justice workshop. It's going to be over the weekend, so people will be coming to the Valley to talk about issues of race and violence and things like that. So we'll be kicking it off on Friday night.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's Take Back the Night, right?
Take Back the Night will be in April on the main campus. So then I'm also doing, I'll be emceeing the Take Back the Night event. That's sponsored by La Frontera Impact, Take Back the Night Phoenix, and that's on April 14th on Hayden Lawn. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
When I hear Take Back the Night, I sing it in that Turn Up for What? So I'm like... Take Back the Night! Like... I don't know why I go there, but it's really weird. But anyway.
Yes. So it'll be good. I like the energy to that.
Great.
Take back the night.
Take back the night. Yeah. You should say that.
I'll put it on my rehearsal.
The song goes on.
Yeah.
Run with your bass.
No means no.
No means no.
Yes.
That's Bill Cosby-ish.
No.
Oh, no. It's an anti-Cosby event. Okay. Very anti-Cosby.
It is, yes. It's anti-violence and, yes.
Yeah, he was not good at nights.
No. He's not good at... He ruined a lot of nights. Genevieve, where are you going to... Oh, this comes out, by the way, on... I forget what date on
late February
March 2nd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I am going to be in LA from March 13th through March 16th. So I'm going to be on the Mermaid Comedy Hour at IOWEST. That's going to be on Monday, and pretty excited about it. Going to be on some other stuff too. Don't know what yet, but. But I'm going to be there. And then also, I'm putting together the Bird City Comedy Festival. And so you can follow us on Bird City Comedy on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And check out our full schedule and performers on birdcitycomedyfestival.com.
Yay. And I'm going to be at Lawn Gnome for the S&M comedy show thingy, Lawn Gnome, March 3rd. I think I said Lawn Gnome twice. Well, good. Now you know where I'm going to be twice. So I'm going to be there March 3rd at 10 p.m. performing stand-up comedy. And I'm going to be in L.A. as well. I'm going to be there March 16th for at the Ice House in Pasadena at 8 o'clock for the Comedy Time TV taping. And so that's going to be super fun. What? And along with our own individual Twitters. By the way, I'm at Anthony DeSimito. Along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter. And is at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP, at TIFBAP. Also on Instagram, at TIFBAP. We're on Facebook.com/ Thank You For Being A Podcast. We're Stitcher, iTunes. You can listen to us on any platform you used to listen to us today. And the music is on this podcast was by Mike Dennison and Brian Kokernak. And the next episode is season 3, episode 25, and it's the season 3 finale, and it is titled A Mother's Day. Ooh. 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 Scary for some reason.
Sexy. It's
sexy. Oh, is it sexy?
I don't know what it is.
I was doing a scary ooh. But, all right, well, thank you everyone for listening, and have a beautiful day and or night. Yay. Bye.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken.